One of Hoosier football's biggest fans won't be able to watch Friday night's big game. As WFIU's Joe Wren reports, a Bloomington man is facing his own battle with lessons learned from a football program that has taken the country by surprise.
Todd Reed has quite the Indiana Hoosiers sports collection. His work office at IU Surplus Supply Store has been turned into a museum filled with Hoosier memorabilia, each piece with its own story.
And everybody that comes in here, I tell them about Harold Morrow, and you know, and then he signed my football for me.
Reed is from Goodland in northwest Indiana, which he calls Purdue and Notre Dame country. He got hooked on IU as a kid at the local barber shop.
He could go in there on a Saturday and watch a football game on his little black and white TV in the early 70s and just pick up the conversation and the rivalry. It was just good humor between him and the farmers.
Reed is not only a fan, he works with former IU greats.
I mean, it's come full circle for me. I mean, I pick up my office phone and it's Antoine Randall L. And he's needing help buying some surplus equipment for his Virginia Tech.
Reed was a season ticket holder until a couple of years ago.
I had to quit going because I got diagnosed with leukemia. So going to the games, I couldn't be in the crowd.
Reed is scheduled for surgery today, game day.
And they're going to go to Notre Dame and play, you know, against teams that I grew up against, the fans from Notre Dame and Purdue on Friday night. I mean, I can't tell you what that means.
He'll be in the ICU for a couple of days and will be hoping for a Hoosier victory.
I pray I wake up in ICU and somebody's waving a IU pennant over me and sharing the good news with me.
He says he never thought he'd see the stands full, an 11-1 record, or cancer, but it all taught him to have hope and never give up.
I have the same passion and same fight in me that football team does to beat this, and I'm 100% positive that I will.
For WFIU News, I'm Joe Wren.